call the Catskill Bay District Board Trustees meeting to order May 25th, 2023, at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, admin manager.
Paul James Hiram.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Greg Taylor Minden.
John Wells Smithfield.
Dave Gatherum, Hyde Park.
Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
David Willamalga.
Kermit Price, Millville.
Jim Hatch, Trenton.
Jeff Rickson, Incorporated.
Craig Rigby, Newton.
Ned Semper, Lewiston.
Jeff Nebaker, Providence.
Thank you, and welcome. I apologize for last month, and I called, and I didn't realize it was as late as it was. I thought I was giving her heads up. But that's how it is when you're in the cattle business. First item on the agenda is adopt the agenda.
I'm Paul James, I move we adopt the agenda.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
Can you say, I'm still learning names.
John Wells.
We've got a motion, a second, any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve minutes from April 27th, 2023 meeting.
On the first page, under meeting called to order and roll call, there is a spelling error with Vice Chairman Craig Hidalgo. And then on the third page at the top, under website administrator options, it says Major Rigby Richard, so that might be true, but it should be manager. I didn't read through all of them, a couple of, she's already fixed them. Sierra has, so just a couple of spelling errors.
Leave it to a teacher to catch that.
I don't know what was said in it, but I did catch that, so.
Other than that, did we look okay?
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Craig Hidalgo moves we accept the minutes with the recommendations of the manager.
Do I hear a second?
I'll make a second. David Wood.
Okay, we've got a motion, a second, any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I need to abstain for obvious reasons. Okay, discuss insurance for drones.
Okay, the reason why this came on is because when Jessica went to State Farm and told them that the board had approved them to be, they went in and the underwriters, I don't know why they didn't figure this out. But
I went to them. Jessica just went and got the quote. I went to them and said, we're going to accept State Farm. We're going to take your insurance quote for the one, I can't remember.
$500 or whatever. Mm-hmm. They sent it to underwriters and the underwriter says, nope, we can't do it because you guys are putting out pesticide. So.
Oh, really?
I went to, I even went higher up. I went and talked to Regal Shapiro, who is, because we were working with one of his agents. And I went to Regal and he says, I'll get back to you the next day. And it was 3 days later that he finally got back. And he goes, I went as far as I could. And they are refusing to do it. So we do not have a $500 policy. So what I did is I started calling around. We still have ULGTs for $3,572.71. The only other one that would do it, because of a lot of the other insurance companies will not do it because of the same reason as State Farm. The only other one that I could get back that had any remote was Cache Valley Insurance. Brent Welch And they sent me a insurance quote. ULGTs is a 10% is a deductible for the value of each drone. The insurance quote that Cash Valley Insurance came back is a 5% deductible, and but it's still high. It's $3,148 for the insurance per year, based on what they have. So ULGT and Cash Valley Insurance are pretty close. They're $500 off, but when State Farm came back with $500, and there was such a big difference in those two, I worried about that. But we did our due diligence in trying to figure out, is there anything, any hidden fees or anything like that. They said no until the underwriters found out that, you know, Cache Valley abatement, that's weird that we would put out pesticides, but anyway. So our two options as of right now, unless somebody else has any suggestions on somebody I can go to other than...
You check Farm Bureau?
Farm Bureau, they were the same way.
Same way, no. Mm-hmm.
The Trust is our current provider, right?
It is, yes. Yeah, the Trust is $3,572.71, and it's a 10% deductible. Brent Welch with Cache Valley, his total is $3,148 with only a 5% deductible. So not only that, we've got 10%, this one's $500 cheaper, and the 5% deductible.
What does his underwriter say?
They this is the quote they got. Apparently, it's a Global Aerospace is who they're getting it through from. So, Cash Valley Insurance, I guess, is a what do they call them? A broker, I'm guessing. And so they were able to go out and they were able to get it through a company that specializes in drone insurance.
And they know we have pesticide.
Yes. Yep. I told them that that's one of the things, so.
If we had a problem, which one would we, you know, get better service with? Would this other one that has been established be, you know, know more about helping us get a claim for that specific drones, or just, I mean, it sounds like these guys just broke it out to whoever they could get.
Yeah, ULGT will probably be the easier one to go through because our other policies are there. They
specialize a little bit in that, right?
Yes, ULGT, I wouldn't be surprised if they're the same way because, like, our insurance for vehicles is Travelers Insurance, which really they're brokering out as well. So. And Travelers has always been good. I don't know who the insurer would be through ULGT, but ULGT holds it. But I've always had it whenever we needed the claim or anything. ULGT has been really good to work with. I don't know about this other company, how well they would, but ULGT I have always had a good. We've had a good relationship with.
And Richard, who does some of these other districts go with? Like what's the other?
They've gone with ULGT.
Yeah, they're most of them gone with.
Have they wrecked them? Have you talked to?
Salt Lake has wrecked them a few times. Davis, is, Salt Lake's wrecked them.
What did they say about the guys paying for it or whatever?
They said, I don't know if they've had to replace one yet. Davis goes through ULGT and they've wrecked about five or six of them. They're not the, and to help you feel a little better, it's not the brand of drones that we have. They will not go with the DJI because their manager is worried about other stuff, but the reason why they're not going with them is the reason why they keep crashing them, so. But, yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard of it, anybody having to do a claim with anybody. But yeah, that's those are the two, that are the only two that can do it here in the valley that I was able to get a hold of that will do.
That's for the whole year, whether you use them, that's what it is.
Yeah. And if we use it, we'd pay 5% of the cost of the building if we replace it.
You're more likely to get a premium increase every year or every couple of years with cash value more than you are with these guys, I believe.
That's probably true.
We've had some real, I mean, our city goes through the trust and we've had very good rapport with them. They do a lot of training, they do a lot of things that most insurance companies don't really do.
Yeah, every month ULGT sends out Jason Watterson and them, you're right.
And that's another bonus, is Jason's right there. I mean, he'd be...
He could even be first on the scene.
Yeah.
And Paul James, I move that we utilize Utah Local Government's trust for the insurance for our drones.
Craig would be a second motion.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? I do have a question. Where is this gonna come from out of our budget?
This will mean budget adjustment at the end of the year. It's gonna be coming out of our, probably one of our other accounts, saving or whatever we adjust for. We gotta build it into our budget next year. Now this is in our budget.
Right.
So we do expect, we do have from our last meeting, we're gonna have some extra money that'll go into our other funds that we'll be happy to pull out of there to adjust for this. And we're gonna need to add it into our budget next year.
So does anybody have any heartburn with that?
Let's either do that or don't fly them.
Yeah.
Let's vote on it.
Okay.
Yeah, no discussion last week. You want to be here, so.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
All right, I will, I'll let you take that over if you want to call ULGT and let them know.
Okay, next item on the agenda, discuss roof breaks above the shop.
Okay, we voted on this last week also, and then they sent us the, or last month, that too. And voted on it last month, and it came back, they gave us another quote, and I cannot remember, and I cannot find where the original quote was, and some reason it didn't get in there. But when they came back to replace the damaged rain gutter that when the snow came off, it came up to $1,300. And then that roof is long enough that if we put the brakes just down at the bottom, you still got enough slope and enough if you got enough slope and everything that it comes down, that it's going to take those bottom roofs. So what they suggested is that we put two roof breaks, one at the bottom and one at the top, which is, and that's 90 feet across at $16 a foot, so that comes to almost $2,900. So the new total for those two breaks is $4,180 instead of the 21 or whatever it was.
And that's with the repair of the rain gutter.
Yeah, that's with the repair of the rain gutter. So I didn't tell them to go ahead and do it just because of that. I wanted to make sure.
They don't put it at the top, do they? They put one at the bottom, one like halfway.
Yeah. So again, talking that last week, it's the end of the year. School's out tomorrow, finally. Last month, we talked about we'd have to do the same thing as with our insurance, taking that out of one of the other.
Our unappropriated fund balances.
Yeah. So,
what is our deductible on our insurance? think it's 500. Can we take that, have that, a claim on the rain gutter?
We might be able to, I can check. We're not in a hurry to get them up, I hope. There's been lots of rain, but no snow, but who knows what this year's gonna bring.
I don't know, I mean.
Do you have that, ordinance that we passed last time?
Oh, I didn't change the numbers, they're written, I think I put them in the note. In the draft note. They could be wrong. I know I wrote them somewhere, but I didn't change those.
Oh, the ordinance 2201.
Yeah.
We were over in the abatement general fund, it was discussed, the revenue remaining to be used to pay off the abatement. And then 51,000 PTIF, so we put $10,000 into the chemical capital project fund and then 51,000 into the PTIF.
Finding it, Craig?
Yeah. It's on the second page, two-thirds of the way down. So what we've basically done is pretty well ate up that 10 grand on unappropriated funds right now, mm-hmm. at this early in the year. So I guess my question is, how are we gonna recoup some of this, Richard, throughout the year to help cover some of this?
Like I said, the roof breaks don't need to be done right now.
Yeah, but keep in mind, we also talked about that salary increase because of having somebody come in and do that that we have included as well.
That is true. There is, I know we don't want to, but if we have to, there is about, what is there, 400,000 in the PTIF.
Yeah, but that's not helping.
That's not.
What I'm trying to get, how are we gonna figure out our next year's budget? If this is a big, in my mind, this is a big hit as you go through this now. For these drones that we weren't planning on, that is now going to reduce, we're going to have to cover in our next budgets as we go forward as well, not just now, right. But as we go forward. So in my mind, I'd like to understand how we've got to cover some of these miscalculations we're having somehow.
Well, this year we're down one, we'll be down one personnel because that takes care of some of the budget with the payroll things. We are going to, so that will help there cover some of that cost. It's not going to cover all of it, but
okay.
I understand what you're saying.
Well, we're going to try to figure out, because we have a set budget.
Yes.
We get it every year. I don't believe it's going to continue to grow the way it did these last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to level off. And we just added probably near 12, 15 grand to this that we haven't included. So that means down the road, we might be having some struggles.
On top of
Yeah, PTIF, yeah, we continue to pull from there.
Yeah, but
our overall objective was to pay off early as well.
It was, and that PTIF, I don't want to pull out of it because of that. If we keep pulling out of it, then we're not I'd rather add to it than pull them from it. The other problem is we've got a couple of foggers, and you've talked about this at our last budget. We've got a couple of foggers that are getting tired, and they're going to need to start working on getting them replaced.
Which is what the unappropriated fund is
exactly
for. So we're already taking money from that mm-hmm. to cover for this. So
on top
I just want everybody to be aware of what we're looking at here. We've got to start, I believe, myself, we got to start curbing some of these surprises somehow and get stuff more in front of us in reality, what we have and the expenses we got coming up.
How trashed is the gutter?
It's working now. They just
can
went
you,
up.
Can you?
They just like, went up there and.
Yeah, fix
glued
it.
They glued it.
Because I don't think, you know, with those snow breaks, I mean, for me, you know, I'm willing not to put any more up there like that.
I think it.
But.
I think it might work with what they've done if we put the snow breaks up and not the gutter and not replace the gutter.
Yeah, we're looking at a 100-year winter storm.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, that's
right.
Worst case scenario. I mean, how often would we, you know, during our winters would it get
yeah,
like that? I don't know.
For the record, I did a manure management project, and since 2010, we've had two 100-year events. I'd really disagree with the state engineer on that, but.
But
why don't we have insurance, right? I think we need to see, you know, have we turned this into the insurance?
No, I can look into that though.
And then the other thing, you know, I think we need to do that before we hire somebody just to fix it, replace it all or whatever
okay.
that we're gonna do. And then what about, look right on the corner of that left picture. Is that exposed wood?
I
don't think so. I think it's dirt.
Right there.
That right, yeah.
I think it's just dirt that's rolled off from that.
Things?
Is there some J Chan on the...
It looks like just come down and rolled into it from that.
I'll get up there and look tomorrow, but I don't think it is.
It's not, you can see it.
They advise putting two of those channels
on. It's got
on.
A drip edge on.
What's that?
They approve that. That's
yeah,
they,
just because of how long a run that is.
They'd probably
the
rather put four. Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. Is that, did we bid that out? How do we do that, or is this still?
This is, we're not under, this is the second year, so we're not under, warranty anymore. It's a 1-year warranty and everything.
But this is the side with the break, right?
Yeah, this
and
is.
And we never had any damage.
No problem. But
so,
it's not as long as this other side. This is this administrative side on the left side. This is the shop.
Right.
So the shop didn't get any.
So it's not the same roof line?
No.
I think eventually, whatever, we're going to have to put a break. At work, we have lots of buildings, and they're always tore off until they put a break on it. But I'm wondering, you know, about the insurance on the rain gutter.
We can table this for right now. Let me check on the ELGT and see what the insurance will cover
okay.
on that.
Yeah, we're going to, and you know, from my experience, we're going to need some kind of a break on there. We
but
just had a whole bunch tore off this year too.
Here's my thing. It looks like we're
rain
going gutters. With one
yeah.
bid.
Yeah, we've had a hard building too.
I
yeah.
would like to
if
see some different companies.
We could. I could.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily need to be where it's not warranty work. It could be a siding company.
Okay. Well, these are the guys that put the roof on. That's why. We got this estimate, so.
If there's no warranty, we're not tied into
true.
That, so
yep.
we probably need to do our due diligence. And
yeah, I can do that, that's no problem. Let me check with ULGT first, and then I will start working on that as well.
Okay, all right.
We got one on it.
So we're good there.
On one side, the other just not.
Yeah, I'd just like to see that if we're gonna exceed our budget, we need to start looking at it in a way of where can we cut some costs so we don't have to keep raising or drawing from our savings and get us back like we were before. I guess I'd have to look at just 10,000, just 10,000. I thought we'd put 5 in each one of them. And then the balance was went to the PTIF.
Like I said, I could check my notes again. I can check my notes again because I have it recorded.
Will you let us know next month?
We got it from what we're going to get in the unappropriate, so we can make adjustments there. But just take that in mind down the road. If we keep having surprises come up like this, we're going to have to make some decisions, not more critical decisions than we are.
I think before we approve anything, we need to know the bottom line of everything. No surprises at all, so we know what we're getting into.
I agree.
Good. Manager's report.
All right. I got, we did get ATBs. I got an impression that I needed a call. I talked to Cash Honda, and usually we go through, well, I did go through Bancorp and asked them to do it, and they went and talked to Cash Honda, but they've had so much stinking turnover there that somebody dropped the ball. So we went in, and I walked in last week and said, hey, I haven't heard anything about that. And the manager there, I can't think of his name, Perks is his last name, Mark. Mark says, did we have any paperwork on him? Like, and then I looked at him like, no, but then so when I called Bob Hugo, he said, yeah, I talked to him, and it didn't get turned, I talked to one guy, but not to Mark. So luckily they just got 2 ATVs in, and they just barely got them in, and they had not been sold yet. So I was able to get them. There's no more in the area. In fact, there was one Kodiak Yamaha there that he sold, but it was a guy from Nevada. So a guy from Nevada came all the way up here to buy it. So I just walked in at the right time, or we might have been in trouble. So we set the budget on that one appropriately. I was afraid the cost of everything. We set that budget at $25,000, and it came in at $24,250. So I was able to pick them up yesterday. The truck is done. It's just ready to be shipped. We haven't heard anything. Talking with Bob, he said that the manufacturers are just, they're not necessarily building to what the entity wants or the person wants, so they're sometimes they're coming without the sliding window in the back or something like that. And I says, well, that's one of the things we really need, because if not, then we have to tear the fogger controls apart, fish them all the way up through so they're not being shoved in the door every night, and then at the end take them apart again and pull them back. And that's what's causing our problems with the fogger controls. He said, don't worry, if we have to, we'll get an aftermarket window, a sliding window in there. So he said he'll take care of us. But that was a week and a half ago that I talked to him, and he said within 2 to 3 weeks. So I'm hoping next week we should get a truck. The drones. If I have to keep working with the FAA, I'm going to find some place to, I better not, but anyway. So how to get the COA, which is the Certificate of Authorization, you have to go in, set up an account with them, and then send a paper saying, hey, we're going to apply for the COA. On their page right there, it says you should hear a reply within 1 day. I sent that in April 5th, and I finally got it 2.5 weeks ago. The email that I got was, sorry, I have been out on leave for weeks, and my first thought was, you're the only guy in the stinking federal government that answers emails. And apparently he is. So once we did that, then all of a sudden he says, oh, by the way, you need a letter of declaration. And in order to do that, you have to go to your county attorney to get this letter of declaration and to say that you are a government entity. So then I went down to the county attorney's office, and the civil attorney for the county, his name's Jarris, wrote that up. It took 3 days. We sent that in, and then they let us into and that's just to get us into the COA website to be able to fill it out. So I have now got that filled out. It took Matthew and I some time. We filled that out and it's set in, and now we're just waiting for the federal government to do that. So I'm hoping it comes within the next 2 weeks, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
So you went to the county attorney? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that'll probably be a bill to us as well. Mm.
Okay. That's who I had to go through. They said your county attorney, because it has to be on a county attorney's letterhead. So.
Yeah. If their audit just went through, I'm sure we're going to see a bill for that. That charges for every minute they spend on it. Okay.
Sorry. I didn't realize that.
No, there's nothing you do.
You had no choice, Richard.
You had no choice.
That's true.
It's just something we got to expect. It's not an issue.
Everything isn't free.
No, it's not free. Not anymore with the county. Yeah. We'll find out with the Cash Waste Consortium right now. They're not.
I'm really starting to wonder if these drones are that good a deal.
Once we get the COA, we don't have to apply for it.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not being critical of you, Richard.
I know.
I just, when you said Cache County District Attorney, I've just dealt with them on stuff like this.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. The website is up and going, and if you go to cachemosquito.com or anything like that, you will see the new website. It's pretty slick. I played on it for about 30 minutes and added a whole bunch of stuff to it. So it's pretty nice to have it. I don't know if you got it. Do you have internet?
I'm hooking up to my phone.
Okay. Didn't come up. There it is. So that's the new look. I've put in some education stuff that they can go click on to. That's probably a pond, not just a shallow thing where I've been. I added some stuff, product we use, their policies are right there, calendar, things like that. And then if you go up to the top there, see, right along there, you can, if you click on any of those, the fogging schedule is in. Speaking of, will you click on that while I'm thinking about it?
The fogging schedule?
Uh-huh. Yep, right there. This is going to be the fogging schedule. On Mondays, we'll be in Petersboro. Thank you. Lewiston, Hiram, Avon, and Smithfield. Lewiston, the 4th of July is on a
Tuesday,
correct? So I'm thinking on Monday night that would take care of Lewiston and
Hiram.
And so that's why Monday night, Lewiston and Hiram are on those two nights. Smithfield, Monday. Tuesday will be Wellsville, Sewer Ponds, and the gun range, those things, and then also Benson. Benson will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Providence Millville will be on Tuesdays. Hyde Park and North Logan Tuesdays. And then Wednesdays, Mount Sterling area and North and South Wellsville. Trenton and Cornish will be on Wednesday. Nibley as well, and Amalgam, Clarkston. And then Thursday, Mendon, Benson, Richmond and Cove, and then Newton and Cache Junction. So. Well, there are those days.
Go back.
To the website?
Yeah. And click on home. Okay. It just goes to the broken link on my phone. But
And I do have it, I have it as the specialdistrict.org, not the actual.
No, it should be if you try cashmosquito.com.
That's what I get.
I'll have to look at that then, because they did say it was live.
They did, when we were on the Zoom call.
Okay, I'll look in that. That's what our website will look like, it looks like. And I can go in there and change anything, add anything you need to.
And I was able to go in and already add the agenda and everything, so I can go in and add minutes to agenda.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait.
We just need to make sure it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll look at that. Product should be coming next week. That's part of the reason, and which then moves into the mosquito part of it. Right now, we are seeing a lot of the flood mosquitoes that we're getting a lot of complaints. I got a text tonight. I know Lewiston's been complaining about them. I heard I heard Jeff talk about them, but I called Mike and he said he hadn't seen much. But I recognize that we're getting cussed out because we're not doing anything.
Is that the same mosquito, the nuisance?
They're those 80s mosquitoes. And right now, with the as much water we got that is flooding everything, that's the type that we're going to get. And with the budget that we have, I'm torn because if we start, I don't want to start too early and then run out by the end of the season. The end of season is when we get the West Nile virus mosquitoes, but PR right now is the other part of it. So I'm trying to balance of when we start to when people, yeah, they're out there, but I think what we're seeing is a little bit of what people are used to from what we've done in the last 15 years to now it's a little bit more than what those are. So I'm trying to balance where I can start and not use up all my product before the end of August.
We got to do what we got to do. We can't let people complaining dictate what we do.
I know, that's why.
They don't know anything about it.
And that's why I haven't started. You know? Because I would have started 2 weeks ago if I that was the case. But part of it is
if there's no money for it, they can complain all they want.
I've just been telling them we're still working on the last few maintenance issue things.
And part of that is the new truck, trying to get that truck in so that we're not and product. I don't have product right now to spray. It's coming next week, so.
We're going to do it.
When I say we're finishing up the last of the maintenance, they're like, oh, okay, so.
But that's really everything that, it's been a weird year already, and I don't know. Like Craig said, you know, for so long, things we knew what was coming each year, and so our budget dictated that. But COVID came along, and now everything, you know, like trucks was only 6 weeks away, or not 6 weeks, but about 3 months, and we had a truck. Now, they're saying that trucks that they ordered last May are coming. We lucked out because I told them in October, and we're going to get it sooner than that. And then everything on top of that is the cost of everything is going up. Our chemicals went up between 5% and 10% this year. It's just things that we thought we had taken care of. COVID hit, other things have hit. Once we get the drone up and going, I think it will be a blessing. But right now, it's been a challenge because it's something I've never done before, and the other districts have been a good help, but still they said, well, then let's do this, they tell us let's do that, this is what they did, but then the government's changed the website between the last time they did it going now. So that's where we're at.
Okay, so that it?
I think so.
I don't have a few things. I'll fix the ordinance and get the numbers, all that, for next time for sure. And then make sure get your compensation checks deposited if you can't, if those who haven't done that could do that. I think that's really all I have, and then we can move on to the...
What was that about, the deposited?
If you haven't done your compensation checks, deposit those from last time.
Oh, okay.
Or they're voided. That just tells me if they don't get by a kilo.
Yeah.
They're done.
I can do that.
Dave's deposit for you.
I'll get.
There you go.
There we go, in on the website, instead of .com, .net.
Do .net?
I got mine.
Did you get one in .com?
I don't know, man.
You got direct deposit by it.
Dot net worked.
And yours didn't come up with .com?
If you lose it, they'll always, they'll email.
I don't, yeah, I know.
You signed it, so.
Okay. I'll need to contact them, because they did say that, whether they did .com or .net, and they are also working on .gov, because that might be coming down the pike as well.
Go on the fogging schedule on that and see if it...
Should be the same.
It's all working, even when you...
Technically, it should be .gov, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and I think eventually that's what they're going to...
Pay for them.
That they're going to make us...
It's a pretty good charge.
See, the stuff that I have never had to deal with, but I will go, I will talk to them. And
it's just like Logan City's not a .gov, Hiram City's not a .gov, it's .org, .net, .com.
But I have heard rumblings that if you are a government agency, they may start making you have the .gov.
And I heard the same thing.
So, all right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's what I have, so we can move on to reviewing and approving the bill.
Okay, let's do that.
So, that is what we have in our Zions and our PTIF as of right, as of Tuesday, I think I did that. And then the percentages of what we have left, the vehicles went down because of the ATV purchase of the two. And then we have the personnel of everyone who got paid. Maintenance for this from last time was it you bought car batteries? Is that what it was? And then the returning of the core. And then our fuel operation sites of like High Park, Rocky Mountain, Dominion Energy. Our regular office equipment of Comcast, QuickBooks. Our website, we paid the $250 to Streamline for our website. Is Norton Antivirus an annual? So the annual Norton that came in. Our phone plans. There is a $20 training, and then Richard also got some, he got three pairs of gloves from Amazon, hip waders, and then he also got shirts, caps, vest for this season. So that's where the miscellaneous came from. So, and then of course the big purchase of the ATVs. So.
That phone budget will go up next month because the 6 months is that I was able to
suspend. I'm starting to get those letters that phones are going to be turned back on. So.
Okay. Did I hear a motion to approve?
Paul James, I said we pay the bills.
David, 1 second.
Okay, we have motion to second. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Is there anything that needs to be added to next month's agenda before we close?
Yeah, I'd like to have our budget, and then let's do an actual comparison where we're halfway through the year.
Okay.
anything else? I'll entertain for a motion to adjourn.
Dave Gather, move to adjourn.
Craig Rigby, second motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Do you take the no spray requests?
I do.
So, can I just email the form to you? How's that work? What's the process? Does it just go out to the person driving the truck?
Yes, so I put it in an Excel sheet, and then I give it to Richard, and then the Excel sheet apparently can just go right into the handheld, and then the handheld.
I don't know when to shut it off. Okay.
Just checking, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is trying to miss you.
All the churches have gone, all the deer are gone.
I was their art teacher.
I'm oldest.
Maybe it's from the big ones.
So it goes me, three boys, and then Kaylee and the cat.
I don't know. I thought we were going to avoid it's Richmond, I think, a little bit.
Yep.
Hey, McKenna said that you didn't want to come.
Is it a hybrid?
It's true. I just told, I just learned the process of turning in the no spray request. Just give it to her and she passes it to you.
Yeah,
then I put it on her.
We have green hands.
Is it a hybrid?
Will it come out there?
They probably.